today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I forgot about Todd because I don't watch Todd. Because he goes, "Do you watch Todd TV?" I said, "No, I don't watch Todd TV. I don't even watch you on social media." This
is the Todd TV being when he's in his truck driving up here and he's doing the Facebook.
I'm assuming.
You know, live. I wasn't going to give him a hard time for social media.
Todd TV.
21, 22 total years of.
It's not bad. Matrimony. I thought your other marriages were like maybe 11 months.
Well,
maybe.
He doesn't count the ones he had annulled.
No, that's not. There were no more than the previous two.
Remember when the church said you must have it annulled?
I understand that. Yes.
The bishop.
I went to the Monsignor.
Well, I think Donald Trump, wonderful president, will be speaking in about 30 minutes, so everyone's looking forward to that.
Who's speaking?
The president.
It's really like, you ever been to like a football game and it's just like a celebration here. Everyone's very positive, super nice, super friendly, super spreader, whatever you want to say.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we won't do it unless we do it at the front of the show because you have sent us letters. And when you send us letters during the holidays, we put them on the air. We got a lot to cover on today's show, but I wanted to get our mailbag on because you know what? It's not just about us. It's about you, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, was anyone recording me before the show? Please do not burn those tapes. Burn those tapes.
I took it down in shorthand. Anything slanderous.
All right. No, it was one of my... You know, it was a rant, but it wasn't one of my worst things.
I think you were on point.
I believe you were.
Thank you. Let's dive in tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy New Year, guys, and happy anniversary to Mike. It's been a great 35 years. Am I celebrating some anniversary?
Well, I believe if you read on, you're going to maybe even want to buy a cake.
Yep, I started a new job on January 6, 1986. Okay, that's right after I did.
Yeah.
And when I arrived, there was a radio tune to Don and Mike. So we've been together through the best and worst times of our lives. That's for sure. Our whole lives, really.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Hello to the rest of the TMOS family behind the mics and in front of the speakers, Lyle Rush, the founder of the band Rush.
But Mike, isn't that a great phrase? Behind the mics and in front of the speakers.
Behind the mics, in front of the speakers. Lyle, God bless you for being with me that long. God, 1986.
That's great.
That's like Turner Classic Movies now.
Well, that's,
you know,
Ronald Reagan in his prime.
You weren't married when you first got into radio, right?
Yeah.
No, you were, right?
I was married. Yeah, I was married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was married a lot. I've been married a lot.
Yeah, but not many years, just a lot of instances.
No, I mean, I knocked six or seven out with the first two.
What's the total number?
I gave
number?
It the old college try. What's the total number?
Yeah.
Carl and I just had our 10th. Thank you. Thank you very much. So probably 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22 total years of
matrimony.
I thought your other marriages were like maybe 11 months.
Well,
maybe.
He doesn't count the ones he had annulled.
No, that's not. There were no more than the previous two.
Remember when the church said you must have it annulled?
I understand that. Yes.
The bishop.
I went to the Monsignor. And he sent me to the bishop. I gave it a go.
Yeah,
especially with the second one.
Completely disrespected your willingness to stick it out.
You thought it was just like me going to Vegas on a weekend and go, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then coming back like the hangover.
I thought it was less than a year.
I got married in Las Vegas. I woke up with a tiger in my bathroom. It was just amazing.
Quick aside, Mike. I know we both grew up in especially Catholic households. When you were a kid, did your parish have a Monsignor that wore the crazy hat and the dress?
Like, the only time I would see the church bigwigs would be at... The only time I saw them was at the confirmation.
Okay, they showed up for the
my
big
confirmation,
events, yeah.
And that the confirmation was the bishop, and the bishop showed up. We didn't have a big enough parish to have a Monsignor. I mean, it's kind of like a colonel, next to a general, right? I
mean, Monsignor Mailer had a hat.
That's like a weird hat.
Yeah,
right?
And he said, and I asked him about it once, and the Monsignor said, "Well, it's not a bad hat, except youngsters like to use it for snowball practice." And I'm like, "Who's throwing a snowball at the Monsignor?"
Well, he was lying.
and then he offered me a sin. He said there was candy back at the parsonage. What is
okay? The thing about you probably went to a large parish.
Yeah,
right?
It was huge, big octagonal church. Yeah,
that's why you get the Monsignor. They up the ante. But I still, and he's still alive. In fact, he ran our reunion. He did the emceeing, Jimmy McDonald.
That's right. Oh, I remember that.
Jimmy McDonald was in back of me, or maybe next to me. No, Paul Richards was next to me. Uh-huh. Who went on to be a monk. So he stayed with the faith.
No God kidding.
Jimmy, when the bishop came down the aisle at my confirmation, he was wearing the hat, the big, tall bishop's hat.
Yes.
And Jimmy McDonald started singing, this is an old serial, but you might have remembered it. King Vitaman, have breakfast with the king, King Vitaman. And I started laughing. I think my dad might have laughed also, because it was funny enough to do that.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I've recently been turned on to the music of Doc Severinsen by a friendly local DJ. I'm really enjoying all of it, and I didn't immediately realize that Severinsen was Johnny Carson's band leader. What can I say? But his music just makes me feel so good. Thank you for the influence. Well, big band music's been my favorite kind of music forever. Also, as a long time, how's that to turn myself on to the youngsters, huh? I'd like big band music forever. Yeah, nothing good.
By the way, hip hop needs a horn section.
You know what? I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
Maybe later in the week. Also, as a longtime listener, I'm overdue to say that all of you guys and gal at TMOS are exceptional. It's what I was saying to everybody right before the show.
Exactly.
1 million times over. Thank you for the work you put in. Warm regards, Thomas in Fairfax. P.S. Rob, if you have a big band playlist, you might want to add Tank by Seatbelts.
I never heard of that.
Well, Seatbelts, a band?
Yeah, well, you know what, Thomas? I actually had it already. And so here's a little bit of Tank, Mike. Give it a sec.
Hey.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Ooh, I'm going to grab that.
Seatbelt.
Grab that online. Thank you. Thank you very much, Thomas and Fairfax. We appreciate it. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I would like to wish my husband, Chris Collier. We have an entire county dedicated to him.
Yes.
Just south of me, Collier County.
Chris Collier.
A very happy birthday next Tuesday. This might be yesterday, right? Mm. Maybe. Or is it
next
a
Tuesday?
Week from...
No, it is the following Tuesday. We're not up to it yet.
He has been a big fan of this radio show for years. Janie Collier.
Hi, Janie.
And well, come on down to Naples. You'll be right in the middle of Naples, Florida, which is Collier County. Yes, sirree. As red as Lee.
And don't forget to call your parents, Mike.
In the next letter says, in the early 90s, when I was first beginning a challenging career as a teacher in the inner city, I was an avid listener of the Don and Mike show. Most times, that was the humor highlight of my day. I have always wanted to express my appreciation for the joy you guys brought, but then, sadly, it was no longer available in our fair city, and I had to do without. This period is known as the dark times. I would just have to replay my hazy recollections in my head. Fortunately, around Thanksgiving time this year, I was reminiscing, and I did some snooping and found TMOS.
Aww.
I have to say, in the middle of this letter, you have identified what probably continues to be our greatest challenge. We know there are lots of you out there.
Yes.
We'd love you all to know, but when you do a tiny little show like this now, it's hard. We don't have 48 affiliates around the country to get the word out. We don't have a billboard campaign. We don't have a radio campaign. That's why we rely on everybody to, by the way, post about the show.
Yeah.
That's it, people. If you want to know how another way to support
this
show.
What you love or hate.
Mm-hmm. Post about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But anyway, this person found the show. Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. It was such a treat after a drought of decades to once again hear familiar voices engaged in lively discussion. Thank you, Internet. I don't want to miss the opportunity to thank you all and wish you the best of luck and good health in the new year. Well, having a new listener is great.
Mm.
You can't imagine what a morale booster you've been all these years. Sincerely, John Simmons, Rochester. John, if you know people that love the show as well, pass it along.
Yeah, if
we
you
would
get
appreciate
it,
that.
Maybe they'll get it.
Revised motto for the new year?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. If you get it, maybe they'll get it.
That's right.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Put on a t-shirt. Ken Waltz got writes, I would like to wish my box wife of 24 years, Barb, a happy birthday. Yes, you can insert your Barbie and Ken joke here. Hadn't even crossed my mind till you brought it up. But it's amazing that she's got a 16-inch waist and you don't have a penis. See, that's a joke out of the fly right there. Didn't think of it until he suggested it. Yeah. By the way, Ken is blonde.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And plastic blonde. And Barbie is a variety of colors.
And look at her feet.
Right. By the so way, weird. Enjoy. And congratulations on that second honeymoon that you're planning. You know where they're going?
Where?
Malibu. in a camper. I would appreciate it if you could sing the standard birthday song for her. Thanks, Ken. Ken and Barbie. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Ken.
Playhouse. Ken. Hey, Pony has a update on that song, Tank.
No, Pony's actually stepped out of the studio at the moment.
Well, I can read it, is what he says. Is the Tank is the theme song to the most famous anime, Cowboy Bebop. So it actually has its basis in Japanese animation.
Who got the category information I didn't need?
Well, it's just, you know, that's a good way
to
find it.
How does that help us?
Moving along, well, I can't believe it's taken me so long to do this, but could you please take a moment to wish my very special guy a very happy birthday? Oh, thank you, Carla. No.
No.
It's not my birthday. It's not my birthday.
There's no birthday party for me in here.
Chris has been a longtime fan from the days of the Don and Mike show and from day one of the TMOS podcast. He has been trying to get me to listen to you guys for years. I'm so glad I finally gave in because you guys make the drive to work much more enjoyable. All right, if you're driving to work right now and you're listening to this, roll your window down just crank it out the window. All right, here we go. Thank you. Chris's birthday is the third birthday we have celebrated during the pandemic. First, our beautiful daughter, Kaylin, turned 15 this year, then mine in August, and now Chris's. He is the laughter and joy of our household, and we couldn't have made it through these rough times without him. I love him so much. Thank you. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you for wishing him a wonderful day, and thank you for the funny TMOS. We love you guys. Well, thank you, Athena Wrightson. Athena. Yeah. That's
Athena.
Awesome. I like
you know
that's
that
a good
she's
letter.
Sweet. The god of wisdom, so she's very god smart.
Podcast. Goddess.
Ooh.
December 24th, next letter, December 24th was Aubrey Aide's 10th birthday. Hi, Aubrey.
Hello.
Hi, Aubrey.
Aubrey is a smart, sassy, quick-witted little girl. Nothing like little kids that are smart.
Love it.
And have a sense of humor. She loves her iPad time, family game night, bossing her little sister Mallory around, and being the center of attention. My wife and I often say that Aubrey is the best Christmas present the two Jews ever got. That's lovely. Despite being Jewish, Aubrey loves all of the Rankin Bass holiday specials. If Frosty, Rudolph, or even that asshat Santa Claus could swing by to wish her a happy birthday, that would be amazing. Thank you, guys. Stefan Aides, P.S., thank you for keeping the lights on and the content coming in this time of working from home and feeling isolated. I'm writing the Rankin Bass bit in my head about Jewish folks. Having you guys to hang out with a few hours a week means everything.
Rudolph, we can't have Jews watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Absolutely not.
Happy birthday. I don't understand. What's this? Jewish people watching that?
No, that's right. No more reindeer games, Rudolph.
Hey, Frosty.
You go over there and stand next to the Jewish families.
Frosty, don't you observe Hanukkah?
Happy birthday. Let's light the menorah, Karen.
Karen?
Yes.
That's no fair. They've got extra holidays. That's not fair. Jewish.
There, Stefan, I hope you appreciate that.
I did it.
Yeah. When he suggests it, gives me a little leeway.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Dear TMOS, my husband, Drew Walston, is a long time... Drew Walston get together. Hey, it's the Drew Walston show. He's a long time listener of the show. Last year, he sent in his own birthday message because his sea wife, me, couldn't be bothered to do it after years of his reminders. It only took a pandemic and a Google Calendar to remind, but this sea wife has finally remembered to ask you all to wish him a very happy 48th birthday. If smart Charlie could wish Drew, God, could wish Drew a happy birthday, I would appreciate it. He is my favorite. Happy New Year, Laura Walston. Hold on just
a second. Is he around?
Smart Charlie.
Yeah, well, I have two soundboards here, and I was going to use the other one. Let me grab
Smart Charlie.
Charlie, can you come in here? Thank you.
Yeah, of course it's his birthday. Don't be ridiculous. All right, just look at the actuarial tables.
Oh, Charlie.
All right, idiots.
Wow, Charlie, that was a little
At least she remembered.
Hard.
Yeah.
It was, And now I've lost the other thing that I wanted. Oh, I got it. I found it again. Thank you. Hey, guys. First, thanks for the amazing fruitcake that I received in the mail. Secondly, a simple request. Here we go. Lots of requests. If you don't mind me asking, my newly engaged sister, Shannon.
Hey, another Shannon.
Yeah. Mm. Not the Lifesavers DJ. Adores Oscar Santana.
Oh,
hey, there you go.
There
it is.
Hello there.
He talked about working late nights at WHFS in Baltimore and having to deal with constant requests for songs from the band Creed.
That's it.
Can he DJ it up into one of their god-awful songs? Your stream just went live, so I'll hang up this email and listen. Thanks, Tim Bort from Toledo, Ohio. P.S. Rob, I probably misspelled a word. I will Venmo Pony and Maddie 20 pesos shortly. You want to give it a whack there, Oscar?
Let's do it. What do you got? What do you got, Rob?
Well, I'll be playing it, so you're going to be at a disadvantage, right? Because of
No, he'll be fine. Actually, right. It's better for him to get it from you than for you to get it from him.
Track and title, if you don't mind, Mike.
Oh, and you give him the intro time, too.
All right, the intro time is a 13-second intro.
Ooh, I love this.
This is Higher by Creed, ladies and gentlemen.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
99.1 WHFS, Big O on the radio. For those of you going down to the rally in the alley in support of our dear president, good luck. Stay there. Creed will be with you. Oh, God! Almost had it. Almost had it. No, nothing.
Well, one thing he nailed was the WHFS tone of the 90s.
Yeah.
The go F yourself
tone. Can I try
tone.
That again?
Yeah.
Can I try that again?
Same tone.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
99.1 WHFS, Big O on the radio. Remember, we've got tickets to see Creed at Meriwether Post this Saturday night. But right now, here's Higher, Creed, HFS.
No,
almost.
Done it again. Sorry.
Damn it. One more time.
Yeah.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Yes. 99.1 WHFS, Big O on your radio this Saturday night, Meriwether Post Pavilion. It's Creed live. Win tickets tonight. It's HFS.
That's a winner. Hey. Put it on the tape. Put it on the
close
tape.
Close enough.
All right.
It's tough when you're away from the music. I'll tell you that much.
Since it's top of mind and it is happening in your fine city today, may I,
of course,
try one for the heck of it, ladies and gentlemen.
WAVA.
I'm a proud boy with my facial hair, and I shave my balls. We love our president.
Yes! Yes! You killed it!
I mean, I would think Creed would be the song for the Proud Boys.
I think so.
I wear yellow bandanas around my neck, and I don't like black people, because I'm a proud boy. Make America again.
Will you do one more, Mike, for a hollow tip? It's a hollow tip bullet weekend.
All right. Oh, my magazine is filled with hollow tip bullets.
And I'm going down to say I love my racist president, cause I'm a proud boy.
Okay. That was a well-chosen song, I must say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, why is the president of the Proud Boys named Enrique? He sounds like an immigrant, and that's not what we all are standing for.
Do you think they're mad Mega. About that? Do you think they're mad what? About that?
I'm sure.
Like, how did this Enrique guy become our president?
Yeah. I looked at the guy, and I thought he was a brother when I first looked at him. I said, well, that's not what the Proud Boys are up to. And then the Proud Boys, you know, corrected me and just said, you know, it's not about that, Mike. It's about yellow T-shirts. And it's about we're proud boys. And we're coming into D.C. because we don't have jobs and we're going to protest. Yes, sir, MAGA.
I love when you say MAGA like it's the call letters. Like you would say WAVA, but it's MAGA.
All right, here we go. WMAGA. How you doing, everybody? Today's weather, partly cloudy, high temperature about 45, 46 degrees. We're going to be wandering the streets looking to get into a fist fight with a minority. MAGA.
God forbid there's ever anything like that for real. You know?
Oh, I'm sure
there's actually a MAGA radio thing that I don't know about.
I think there's something in Sirius XM up in the 200s.
Send this one out to Mike Pence, ladies and gentlemen. I was loyal for 4 years. Now he's throwing me under the bus, telling me losing the election's going to be my fault. I got screwed, MAGA.
Don't forget the MAGA phrase that pays, Mike, which is, I don't control the Electoral College.
Right, it's the phrase that pays. Right.
Hey, everybody, don't forget today, the MAGA phrase that pays, your chance to win a brand new AK-47 and a yellow bandana. And later on this afternoon, Kip's coming by. We're going to shave his balls, MAGA.
I picture some of those guys going back to like the embassy suites, right?
Sure.
Just saying, hey, Butch, hey, how you doing? How was the rally today? Oh man, it was great. I got into a fist fight. Hey, listen, I got a hot tub in my room. Why don't you come up and bring a couple of natural lights? We'll have a good time. Back it.
Yeah, don't forget.
Sorry.
Chip, there's complimentary cocktails from 4 to 4:30. Then we'll shave our balls.
Hey, man. MAGA. Hi. This is Proud Boy with you.
Proud
Fantastic
boy.
Afternoon here. Plenty of hair on our faces. Very little down there, if you get my drift. Hey, tell Butch to bring the clippers. MAGA. When dreaming, got it too. Smooth as silk. Guess what? Hey, Rob, you can start the show. I just realized that. MAGA.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Karnak the Magnificent.
Tim Sullivan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again. No one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your incredibly divine way, will ascertain the answers without ever before seeing the question. The first envelope, hermetically sealed.
Yes, I understand that. Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doo-dah.
That's what I said. How do you tell Marcello Mastroianni his doo-dah is opening? Karnak on roll. This audience would laugh at Dinah Shore backing into a meat thermometer. Mount Baldy.
Mount Baldy.
What do you do if you play horsey with Don Rickles? May a weird holy man get your weather girl in trouble. Three dog night. What's a bad night for a tree? UCLA.
UCLA.
What happens when there isn't any smog? Ben Gay.
Ben Gay.
Why didn't Mrs. Franklin have any kids?
hold in my hand the last envelope.
May your only daughter go into syndication with an army camp. Hurry up. Name a drink that's made with 7-Up and prune juice.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Claxton, Georgia. Hey, big night in Georgia. Homer, Alaska, Tokyo, Japan, Novato, California, Emigrant, Montana, and South Bend, Indiana. We're happy to have you along. And for our newbies, how about that guy that discovered us in November? We're very happy
about
that.
Rochester.
Please post about the show, share the word of the show. That's how we get the word out, because we don't have a super large advertising budget. Oh, as a matter of fact, we checked. What is it? Oh, still zero.
Bagel.
Today's show brought to you by Legacy Box. Legacy Box is an effortless way to digitally preserve your home movies and photos so that they're organized and protected. Start off the new year right. Digitize your memories so you can easily share them. By the way, in this day and age with all the pandemic and everybody at home, better to hold on to those memories and take care of them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Project I think everybody can do. Videotapes start decaying after about 10 years.
Did you know this? That was news to me.
I had no idea. So the sooner you digitally preserve them, the better off they'll be. To say that we all love Legacy Box, can you turn that down just a scotch?
You bet.
To say that we all love Legacy Box would be an understatement. We've all used it, and we were thrilled. Imagine reclaiming all the priceless footage you haven't been able to see in years. So simple. Use their kit to safely send your media. Their experienced team will create a digital collection by hand, and then it all comes back to you stored in the cloud, a thumb drive or DVD, along with the original media you sent. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this limited time offer and get 40% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order their kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Mm. Okay, so hey everybody, this is what everybody's going to love. We're going to get a little political on your ass right
okay,
now. Let me just say this. We're going to get to Todd Moore in a second, who's from what I've seen online.
What you've gathered?
Has come into town for today, which is the big day for Congress and in the Senate, taking a little tally and
certify the vote, ceremonial certification of the vote.
Although it's already been certified, and
what time is Todd speaking, Oscar, today? Just so I know, I don't want to miss it.
I don't know his itinerary.
Okay,
I don't have that detail.
All right,
and this the night after one of the biggest Senate elections in the history of the United States, and one of them, Ossoff and Perdue, still too close to call, but they
it says
have
very
called.
Likely Ossoff now.
Yeah, he's already accepted the victory.
They have already projected Raphael Warnock to be the new senator. Just an amazing turn for the Deep South. You don't get any more Deep South than Georgia.
You're right.
And the fact that an African-American pastor could win a Senate seat in Georgia.
Yeah, has held really no other office, right? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
just unprecedented. 11th of 12 children, Oscar. The first one in his family to go to college.
I love it.
This is really, really special for him. And I think it's fantastic. Uh-huh. I think it's really, really cool. And everybody's like, oh, of course you think it's fantastic. But no, it's just it's mobilizing people. Yes, what? Carla has run into the studio.
Hi, Carla.
Don't forget what?
His grandmother picked cotton.
Yeah, his grandmother picked cotton for...
Thanks, Carla.
That was not her own. Thank you very much. Thank you. Carla's a little excited today. Well, anything else you want to run in here?
Some fast facts.
Thank you. But anyway, it's just... And then the balance of power might be shifting in this episode. But these elections...
I heard it's purple now. Mike.
It's very close. I mean, it was not a mandate, certainly, but it is a slight shift. It's amazing.
This, to me, is where we are in this period of transition right now. We're going to have razor-thin elections in certain parts of the country. Virginia went first, where they, you know, they're not as close as they used to be. It's just, you know, it's the changing map. With that said, the way I understand it, and I don't know a lot about this particular story, that there are a lot of people rolling into town to protest the election of Joe Biden, and they're doing it today on January 6th because this is the day that Congress is certifying the election. And I know that our own Todd Moore was so motivated with his love of President Trump to make his way all the way up from the Keys, the tip of Florida, almost to the southernmost part of the United States, and make his way up to Washington, D.C., and video blog all the way.
And tell us his favorite podcast
as he was driving up there. And then Oscar came in today and said, you did make contact.
I made contact.
With your old friend.
Yeah. Like the
your
movie,
old friend who
Contact.
used to be a big supporter of the show.
I believe he still is.
I hope so.
This is what I know about Todd. Not much. Because I think probably around June or May, I started muting him because he was just becoming...
you had sporadically muted him before that.
He was going over the top.
You had taken some Todd vacations before, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would it be safe though,
yes,
you experienced a bit of a political awakening?
Oh, yeah.
Your transition...
Yeah. Yes.
Happened not at the same exact time as Todd, but during, you know,
Todd transitioned, and maybe that's not the right word.
He transitioned 4 years ago.
He awoke. Okay, maybe that's the best word.
He had his nightmare.
He got political. Mm-hmm. He got political right before the 2016 election. And I remember he was. I was like, I don't know why everyone's so up in arms about this. Like, this is all going to work out. And we had this big conversation on air about that election. And our friendship continued, you know, over a decade now. It just got his volume level of it just got overwhelming to me as I was also opening my eyes up to a different world. Now, there's a lot of people listening right now that are probably thinking, well, what's the end game? Mm. I honestly didn't know if I was going to, like, ever see Todd again because he moved to Florida and then he had taken this deep state turn, as I like to call it. And people would text me like, what's up with your boy Todd? I'm like, I would not know. I don't know anything about what he's doing online. I know he's got a boat. I know he's living a different life. And
I think if we want to put it in a show timeline.
Yes.
When we did the live show at House of Blues in New Orleans, there was a night, an evening before when he pulled Mike aside at a nightclub or a bar. And there was like an intense one-on-one discussion that no one else was privy to, but you could see it happening. And I believe in retrospect, it was a rather...
I was telling him how much I loved it.
And was he accepting it?
He rejected me.
Yes, and that's the beginning of the end. No, but
my
conversation
was there also, so it was uncomfortable.
It was a conversation that was political in nature, but I don't think he had totally turned at that point.
Yeah, and in fairness, let me be clear here. A lot of people listening around have lost friends to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I can totally see why. And for me, it was more of a, I don't want to fight with you about this. Our friendship started way before you got into politics or I did. There's got to be a level playing ground. And if we can't find it till after the election, fine. We'll figure it out if that happens. So I get a ping from Todd saying I'm coming into town to pick up my dog, his dog, Bear, who happened to be in Virginia, and he was in Florida. So
at one point, did you think he was referring to you?
Hold on. Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
This is really where I still don't trust the whole thing. I worry about... So he's talking about making the pilgrimage for this particular event.
Right.
And then I remember, but he's got to pick up
his dog. He's got shared custody with his ex-girlfriend over the dog,
Over the dog.
Yeah.
And it's like... You know, I still, because people still put Todd down as a troll, that Todd is a contrarian, that he tries to do that. But he's been, you know, he's gone to boat parades with the Trump flag. So I think it's legit. But he's still, you know, for those of you that think he's the real zealot, he happens to time this January 6th deal if with picking his daughter.
If it's convenient. Yes.
Also,
it's
no, there's a certain different tone to a boat parade than a January rally. I mean, what he essentially did is he took a boat ride in the Florida sunshine. That's not really going out of your way.
I got to disagree with you there, simply because if you saw...
You got to make an effort. You got to spend fuel.
If you saw what these boat parades were all about, you
he might
you
have had
be,
a good time, though.
It didn't,
you
look,
can't be a faker.
It didn't work out, and as in Todd's words, he goes, I'm just going to like take my own advice that I give Mike O'Meara all the time to not get political. Maybe I just won't be political anymore.
When did he say that to you?
Last night he said that to me because I saw him face to face. We had a tete-a-tete, if that's what it's called.
That is.
Head of head. I said, look, if I'm going to see you, it's mask up, safety first, the entire time.
And how did he react to that?
He said, all right, big guy, safety first. He texted me back that, and I was like,
did he
okay,
do
fine.
It in a mocking tone? All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I read it, but he still wore a mask, so I did appreciate that.
Right. Okay. Well, that's
and
good.
What was fun, what I forgot about Todd, because I don't watch Todd, because he goes, do you watch Todd TV? I said, no, I don't watch Todd TV. I don't even watch you on social media. This is the
Todd
first time
TV
I'm
being when he's in his truck driving up here and he's doing the Facebook.
I'm assuming.
You know,
live.
I wasn't going to give him a hard time for social media.
Todd TV.
I wasn't going to give him a hard time for the vlogging on the way up as it has been described to me. But when you have a name and ostensibly a logo, Todd TV, that's a little bit much.
Does he have a logo?
I'm guessing if he has a name, he must
have a logo.
I don't know. I just saw a picture of him in his truck and it's like, Facebook Live.
So what
that's what he's doing.
So I shut him down there. I was like, no. I was like, but you should know we're working with the Lincoln Project. He's like, really? I said, yes, and I love them. So that was as political as we got.
That's it.
He honored this thing. I was like, don't ruin our friendship. Don't ruin it.
Was this conversation last night that you said?
This was
with
prior
him,
to us engaging and saying
prior
hello
to you
to,
having me. This is recent.
Yes.
This is within the last 24 hours where you said, if we're going to get together,
don't ruin
please
this.
Don't.
Let's be adults. Let's not. Maybe one.
Because you guys were thick.
Yes.
I mean, you guys loved each other.
Yes. And people thought we were having sex. Like, that's how thick we were.
Back in the days of Tech 411.
I'm not prepared to. What?
Back in the days of Tech 411, they would, as the show progressed, even begin to sound alike. They were of one being.
Yes, he was my best friend. Yeah. I remember.
And I'm not prepared to completely eliminate the idea that they were not having sex.
Hold on. Let's see TBD. There's still time.
But that's good that you said that, Tim. So, but you guys hadn't seen each other in how long?
It's probably been, I would say, in person, 7 months.
Wow.
8 months. I would say
he moved.
The pre-pandemic.
He
moved. Right. So, I said, look, we got a 6 a.m. call the next morning. I can't do anything crazy. If you want to come over, we can hang out outside and just, say hi. Just hang out for a little bit. Socially distance in the backyard. And he said, cool. I'll come over. Because he was staying in Georgetown. So came on over.
That's not an accident.
Yeah.
He wants to see his buddy. He wants to see
his
buddy.
This is the best part. Engaging with him, talking tech and not talking politics.
Right.
I was so refreshing. And And this is where you get like the real Todd, because he's like, so, because he's got like 3 drinks in him.
Right.
He says, you must have gotten a big boost the last time you had me on TMOS. I'm like, what kind of boost are you talking about? He goes, I'm a ratings juggernaut. I said, no, you're not.
You mean the Todd TV bump?
When Todd came on.
Rob, why don't you research that? Research the Todd TV bump.
Check out
on Facebook.
I went on. I had Pony do it in real time because I thought he was an arrogant a-hole. I said, there's no Todd bump when you're on.
Right.
So I texted Pony in real time, and I'll tell you how it all went.
Okay.
It started at 8:23 p.m. I texted Pony. Okay. Thank you, Pony, for answering.
I can't believe you had me doing this for
this reason.
I'm sorry.
It's 7:22. It went
for
an hour.
That's why.
It went for an hour. 7:22 p.m. I said, hey, now, can you run the numbers on Todd's last bonus show appearance? This is what I write to Pony. And then he writes, I said, he swears he broke the internet when he was on our show. So then we look at the numbers, and I get the numbers from YouTube. We've got almost 7K views on Facebook.
Check his Facebook Live numbers, Rob.
Okay.
And then we get almost 2,000 views on YouTube, so you aggregate those. That's just for that day, right?
Right.
And then, so... And so I gave him those numbers to Todd. I'm like, this is kind of on par when we do these live shows. Yeah. It's like, there's no bump. And he says, no, the bonus show. I said, the bonus show is streamed live. And then people have to, he goes, no. I know for sure people that support me said that they had to buy the bonus show, like the $1.99 I think we charge for it, right? So there had to have been a financial bump for y'all. You're welcome. Because he is so arrogant.
Right. Yes, that's him.
And anyway. I missed that guy. I missed him. I missed
by the way,
that.
The Todd I remember would be like, but with you and Don.
Yeah.
Tell me about you and Don. And Oscar would say something like, Todd, he doesn't want to talk about that. That's what, you know, that's a long time in the past. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. But one last question. When you and
his most recent Facebook Live, Mike.
His most recent Facebook Live driving, Todd TV driving up from Florida. What was it?
It's entitled Election Fraud and Dominion Voting Systems. And it got 564 views.
That's fantastic.
That's great. That guy's driving up.
Two shares. And I had to scroll way down. He's already posted lots of video and pictures of all the Patriots he's around today.
So he did say, I was like, are you here for the rally in the alley? Be honest, or pick up your dog. He's like, well, I figure since I was here, I should go.
That's where he is always the mystery man. Where he's is he not the ultimate contrarian?
Oh my
right?
God!
Yeah, well, right
he's
now
the ultimate he's contrarian.
Within moments ago, because it says just now he posted it's a 3D picture of him, the one that has like the beautiful depth of him in front of the monument, surrounded by proud boys, and it says no, it's just surrounded by people, and it says all caps, okay. We will never give up. !! 3!
All right.
So I can't tell if he's talking about freedom or custody
of
his dog.
Get a phone number. We're calling him.
Yes.
We're calling him when we come back from the break here to find out what's going on. I'm totally rekindled with my strange love of Todd Moore as well. That's pretty fantastic. He touched base with you.
Todd TV
I'm a ratings
bump.
Juggernaut. Yes,
I broke the internet.
There you go. We'll take a break.
You
come
and
back
Don.
With hunt him down somehow when
I'm
we come back
now.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
To be crying. Candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
The Mary Jane's.
Bit of
I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, this is a cornerstone. We love them. And let me read this to you. Happy New Year. This year will be great. Thanks to the people from Cornerstone. This is a letter from a listener.
Yes.
I kept hearing the ads, and I would tell myself to call them. So I did. And guess what? Joanna rocks. She handled my refi like the rock star she is. I will be saving $1,000 a month.
Wow. Wow.
Now I just have to live long enough to enjoy it. Thanks for the great sponsor. And, of course, keep up the funny drinks for everyone. Yours, Rick Quesada of Roseville, California. Fantastic. And Joanna, Mike O'Mara here. Call me. We're talking about Cornerstone First Financial. You can call them, too. It's time to refi, people. The rates are still amazing. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. The folks at Cornerstone are passionate about what they do, and they really do want to help you save money. And have I mentioned that Mark is a volunteer fireman? He is. He's a good guy.
Yep.
202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. So, Todd, to the best of your knowledge.
Now. To hopefully get him on here.
Yes. He is down at the rally.
Yeah, moments ago
he
was in
front of steel. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't get that far.
Moments ago he was in front of the monument, surrounded
going
by people.
Live to our nation's capital and on
this
the
is not an endorsed rally, by the way. No, at least not by me.
No.
See what happens. Did you give him a heads up?
Yeah, I was like,
might be us going.
We want to get you on there.
Oh, come on, Todd. Pick up the phone. It'll be really a bummer if you
pick up the phone.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
I do have a caveat to this.
Yes.
Todd
the Google Fi
forgot his Google Fiber. I'm sure it's working down at the mall. So Shannon said, Todd forgot his mittens. He's probably going to be cold today. And I said, Mittens? What grown man has mittens? He's almost 50, for God's sakes.
Mittens. Maybe that's why he can't pick up his phone. He has
yellow mittens.
No digits.
Shannon says, did you this morning, because we had this ESPN thing at 6 a.m., and we're at work, and she says, did you text your friend about his mittens? And I said, I'm not his keeper. I'm sure you can buy new gloves. The guy's a millionaire.
So in your estimation, would he be aware that we were trying to contact him and maybe choosing not to
brushing
pick
us off?
Up with that?
I'm sure that as Rob said, his hands are like in a sweater somewhere. He's not realizing that it's actually ringing. And Google Fiber, that cheap bastard, he's been pushing me on it for years. Get Verizon. It works.
But he seems to be posting about every 8 minutes, so he'll see the missed call.
All right. Well, if he can reach out or if he gets back to you, let us know. We will interrupt the show for that.
Absolutely.
I have no idea what I'm going to ask him, but he's down there with all those guys. He's not surrounded by Proud Boys.
I saw a ton of people marching down because the studio downtown is like downtown.
Yeah.
That's where everybody's
really close to the right. They've closed down the roads. They're expecting. They've keep upping the estimates of people they expect. It's
this
be
is
crazy.
What I don't get, Mike.
Yes.
I get people, you know, this is why this country is great. Everybody can go and they can get together. They can protest. They can create rally, whatever. Uh-huh. That's why it's great. You see democracy firsthand. What I don't understand about this movement is the idea that the bigger the flag, the bigger the statement. It just seems like the poor guy who's got to carry that flag, which I saw multiples of, isn't really thinking this out. It seems cumbersome.
Well,
you got to get some food.
You know, for a long time, okay? I have been a huge advocate of branding and, you know, and Oscar's always talked me out of it and taught me. If I had my druthers, the signs would be as big as possible and the hats and the T-shirts and all that. I now know in my 62nd year on this planet, as I cruise down towards 62, I have to tell you, I still know that Oscar's right when he tells me, look, it just doesn't, the juice is not worth the squeeze, as he said. However, and really, if you're talking about the presidential election, if you based on that, what's up,
Mike,
Rob?
This just in, do we have Todd Moore on the line?
Oh, Todd.
Can you hear me?
Todd, I can hear you.
Fiber's
Todd,
great.
Todd, welcome back to Washington, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be here. It's
great that you have made your way up. Are you wearing your Proud Boys Kevlar vest today? What is paint the picture for us, Todd. What is going on at the Stop the Steal rally?
Well, I don't see Proud Boys. I see boys that are proud, but I don't see Proud Boys. Over, do you read me? It's a little loud. I'm surrounded by millions and millions of patriots.
That's there are millions of patriots. Todd, just so we know, are you listening? People are cheering. What's set the scene for us? What's going on right now?
Uh-oh.
Well, it's I'm basically in the middle of the mall, the National Mall, it's just in the grass. There's speaking. There's lots of different speakers here.
Has Alex Jones spoken yet?
I don't know if he's been invited to this one, but there might be another auxiliary event going on. You never know.
Oh, like a spillover.
Right. Now, Todd, since you drove from the tip of Florida to come up and Oscar mentioned to not only go to the rally but pick up your dog, but you are at the rally. What is the plan for people there today? What is it, just going out there and showing support and listening to speakers, or are there any more formal events planned today?
Well, I think Donald Trump, wonderful president, will be speaking in about 30 minutes, so everyone's looking forward to that.
Who's speaking? Donald Trump Jr.?
Yeah. No, the president.
It's really like, it feels like just, you know, if you ever been to like a football game, and it's just like a celebration here. Everyone's very positive, super nice, super friendly, super spreader, whatever you want to say.
What is the percentage of participants that are wearing masks?
I'm sorry, what was that wrong?
In your estimate, Todd, what percentage of the participants are wearing masks?
Okay, let me look around.
I'm ready to go home, get a party.
I would say maybe it's about 50, you know?
Okay, are you wearing a mask?
Sometimes.
Oh, good.
Not for any other reason than it provides some warmth to my face because it's just so cold here.
Okay, all right. Yeah. God, those random cheers, are they because you're on our show?
Oh, God. I'm sorry, but something very patriotic was just said, and there was a lot of screaming and yelling.
Todd, I have to ask you this. Todd, so you're surrounded by like-minded individuals who believe that... what the hell was that, Todd? What was that?
Broken out into a USA chant. USA! USA! Again, just millions of people that love this country, Mike.
Is it millions, Todd? Is it really millions? Is that what you're... can you give us a crowd size estimate? I know that that campaign has been challenged with that. What's your estimate of the crowd size?
I'm being serious when I say millions. Well, I mean, when I look around, it's just all people. It's completely millions. Filled. The whole mall is filled.
That's exciting. Oh. That's
even
exciting.
More people than at the Donald Trump inaugural?
Todd, yeah. I have to ask you this. So have you seen any kind of conflict since you've been in the nation's capital with the different factions, people that are supporting the other side, Todd?
I have not seen Antifa yet. I hear they come out around 6 p.m. Most of us will be probably at a bar drinking, so I'm hoping not to see any of those people.
All right. Will you be socializing with these patriots, Todd?
I'm sorry, Mike. Could you repeat that?
Yes. Will you be socializing with any of these patriots, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Country and our great president, Donald J. Trump.
Todd, the Todd TV, Todd Bump is in full effect as we speak. Do you mind taking a moment here to really pledge your allegiance to the Mike O'Mara Show, as we talked about last night?
Good idea. Yes, we're still friends. I'd love to hear that. Yes.
Yeah, I pledge allegiance to the Mike O'Mara Show. In the United States of America.
Buddy, I love the guy. I do. I love the guy. Todd, really.
Please
be safe.
Stay safe. You know, it's been fantastic. Give my very best to Donald Jr. Donald Jr. But the man himself, the president, will be addressing the group today.
Yes, he will. He's coming up in about 30 minutes.
Oh, 30 good. Minutes? You'll be down there to see your guy. That's how incredibly exciting. And seriously, and I mean this seriously, stay safe there, because, you know, I get scared when I hear about these clashes with demonstrators. So be careful out there.
And
right?
Stay warm. You forgot your mittens.
Yeah, you need your mittens.
Yeah. My biggest regret so far is forgetting my mittens at Oscar's house. it is cold.
You're a brave man. You're a true patriot, Todd. Thank you, and right, thanks guys. For coming on the fun with us, buddy.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Love
bye
you.
Bye. Bye. That's Todd.
Wow.
He couldn't have cued it. You couldn't have cued that. It was like cue the people that are cheering at the rally.
There you go.
That's Proud Boy Todd Moore. And
no more mittens. No more mittens.
Todd is, always fighting the man. Speaking of the man, I had a run-in with the man myself down here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you about that briefly when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show with Todd. Yeah!
Hey there, in case you haven't heard, it's a brand new year. But before we slam the door on the show that was 2020, some P1s and TMOS Nation want to show their appreciation.
Hi, this is Kaylee Harner from Spokane, Washington. I want to thank the guys at TMOS for keeping a regular schedule and keeping things normal where normal didn't really exist. You were there every day, serving up the laughs, and I really appreciate that. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie, for keeping us laughing when we needed it the most. Here's to more fun and some great memories to come in 2021.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You probably know Liquid IV for their hydration drink mix. The lemon lime is amazing. That's the one I love. Mm-hmm. Rob likes the tangerine. I'm
drinking it today. It's so good.
Mm. Makes your tongue go yum. but today, I want to tell you about their energy multiplier. It has the delicious flavor of lemon ginger, and it is a game changer. It'll give you that little extra boost we're all going to need to hit the ground running in 2021. One liquid IV energy multiplier is like drinking 2 cups of coffee, and it's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. The enhanced rapid absorption into the bloodstream gives you a lasting energy boost, and it does it fast. Clean ingredients, too. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 6.7 million servings globally, and over 3 million products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. That's Liquid IV doing that, ladies and gentlemen. Grab your Energy Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use that wonderful code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. That was very, very special with Todd Moore. And, you know, it's I understand that we are a divided country, and I understand that there is a, there are over 70 million people that voted for President Donald Trump, and there are people that are making a statement. You would have people protesting if Donald Trump had won re-election. So that's fine. What I don't want to see is anybody get hurt. And I really hope. And the thing that I, you know, I can, because people are going to say, hey, you're joking about the Proud Boys. No, in all seriousness, I'm not joking about anybody that dons that kind of paramilitary garb and that look.
It was unsettling. I'll tell you that.
It's unsettling.
Because there's a parking garage underneath the building. I park at a different garage because it's just frankly cheaper. But I'm walking down the street and I'm like, come on, man. Like this is not a fat joke. This is just, I think someone, you should know this as a human being, especially a man. If you have a 55-inch waist and you put a bulletproof vest over it or something looks like Kevlar or, you know, military garb,
right,
it does not look good on you. It just does not. It's awkward at best.
Two words.
Let alone two words,
Oscar.
The middle of a city.
Kevlar muumuu.
it doesn't lay right on you. It just looks like... you're uncomfortable. You make other people uncomfortable. I can't understand it.
Yeah. And look, Carla was telling me a story back during the campaign where she passed. How did it work? She passed a guy with a Trump sticker and she had a Biden sticker on her car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she dropped it. And then the guy caught up to her on the side. And it was not because he was trying to. It was the natural flow of traffic.
Sure.
And as he sat there, he had his hand up on the window. With his middle finger extended.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
And, you know, that is, to me, not a surprise. It would probably go both ways, where you would probably want to do that, flip off a person that you disagree with. Where for me, the real problem starts is when you see, like, pepper spray.
Yeah.
And more importantly, you see the concept of that Second Amendment eating into this demonstration. That's what I worry about. Mm. I don't want to see that happen. I'm all for it.
Like people we love and respect, and maybe those people think that, you know, they love, like they might love and respect us. So why do we think this way?
Mm-hmm.
This idea of a false election is just, I mean, it's still nuts in my eyes that people are buying into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and I look at, here's the way I'm trying to do it in the interest of, not making it worse than it is.
Right.
I'm looking into this as our team lost. We're showing support. But unfortunately, the guy at the top is challenging the very tenets of democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all it's about to me is evidence. And there have been multiple court cases, and you've seen this, and that's what frustrates me. And the incitement, look, all eyes are on this president right now. Because we're at a moment where you're continuously saying, well, what's he going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's he going to do next? He still has the power, and he has the power to say, and I'm not talking about just presidential power. I'm talking about the power to say things to incite. And that's what I worry about. I think that's what scares me.
I want that power to be used to deploy these vaccines.
Yeah, everybody feels the same way about that. We all want that. By the way, here's a bulletin for the great state of Florida. I was talking to Oscar and Rob yesterday about distribution of the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned a moment ago, the vaccine has now apparently they're going to have a bunch of Publix grocery stores where they're going to. So obviously somebody got the memo. And look, the thing about
Do you need
America,
to have your loyalty card to get them?
The thing about America, we love to say game, set, and match. Yeah. The movie's over.
Right.
This is not a movie that's going to be over anytime soon. This is a movie that's going to change. So if you have a 24-hour period where somebody's screwing up getting the vaccine into arms of Americans, I think in the next 24 hours, there's a very good chance they can right the ship and get it right. Yeah. I'm counting on that. I'm hoping that that's going to be the case. By the way, I'm 61 years old. I don't, you know, consider myself anybody that's got that's not even on my radar yet because I want to see the elderly get their vaccinations. Yeah,
but you're compromised. You've been compromised since your late 40s, I would imagine. Yeah.
Before way
Oscar
20 years before
Oscar's referring to obesity. Well, Rob is compromised too.
Of course, he's been compromised forever.
Right. Yeah, I'm lucky I made it this far.
But I don't know. You know, Rob, your breathing and your lung issues have been probably more significant than mine over the years.
Of course.
You say?
Yeah, but you know what?
So your obesity and my obesity, you know, I mean, it's just a question
of who
would
die first.
I'd say we're
neck and neck. I would say, Mike, it's going to be like the election. Very, very close.
Don't two negatives make a positive?
Because even with Rob's medical issues being chest cold related, I have the years on the planet thing going, where I am older. That's the way it goes. But
so we've written
a
generic eulogy that Oscar will deliver at either funeral.
Have you written it for him? You're good at that.
Of course. And I did it in two languages.
Right.
L funeral.
And then, and by the way, they both start the exact the same way.
Yes.
And I want to thank you guys for showing up. That's
both
that's
of you.
Really that's how it goes with that. Anyway, you know what? I am just ready, and I think the country is ready to focus on getting some money into people's hands and getting some shots into arms. And now hopefully after Georgia last night, we can maybe put this behind after today. I think today will be we'll have the inauguration. God knows it's never going to end. And then about a year and a half later, we'll have the congressional campaigns.
Right.
I guess we'll always be where we are, you know? You know what? I'm going to start smoking weed. There you go. I just
figured out.
Just lots of weed. So I don't care. I had a terrible night last night. I was difficult to live with last night watching the Georgia Senate runoff. I was really, Carl will tell you, I was an animal last night. It's like, what? What? Everybody that would come. Michael would come up to me. I'm like, what? What? I didn't even talk about his tooth. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Of course.
And I didn't talk about my letter that I got from the community.
Oh, no.
My FU letter. I mean, I missed a lot today.
I'm
sorry.
I assumed it was a commendation.
Oh, no. No. No such luck. Lady.
Keep up the good work.
I won't mention her name. I'll just call her Lady.
Lady.
Thanks, Lady. I will take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. Don't you hate it when you reach the bottom of your watch list and you realize, with horror, that there's nothing left to binge? You've entered the boredom zone. I am dangerously close. I'm so glad there's Best Fiends.
The best.
How do you beat the boredom? Best Fiends. That's the game. It's the free-to-download puzzle game. Unlike your favorite streaming platform, there's no end in sight. Best Fiends has literally thousands of levels, more added all the time. It just keeps going and going. You get the point. I know. What level are you on?
I'm so close to level 2000. I'm at level 1922. It's called Explosive Bundle. Mike, you'll be pleased. 5 slugs to kill, but 90 strawberries. Got to get the berries.
Now, this game that Rob's talking about does not require Wi-Fi. If you don't have Wi-Fi, don't worry about it. You don't even need an internet connection. Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads and counting. It's free to download on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time. That's what makes the game so special. Seriously, once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. Download Best Fiends today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends, but you got to take the R out.
Exactly.
That's the way that works.
Fiends.
That's fiends. Best fiends. And every time I hear that word, I want to say, fiend. Hey, we're fiends. Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Thank you. That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play this one.
News.
That's it. Thank you.
Boo.
Now play the other one.
There you go.
That's it. Thank you.
Sound effects. Just like a real DJ.
If I was a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles, you'd have none of this sound.
Wouldn't do it.
You're like, hey, all right, here's what's going on, man. Here we go.
No, here's Creed.
DJ sounds.
HFS.
From around the world and up your street. The Boston Red Sox have hired their first black woman to coach a team affiliated with Major League Baseball.
There goes the fan base.
Stop it. Not fair.
How dare you, Rob? Horrible. Not everybody in Massachusetts is racist.
Let me enjoy my moment for just a second
Didn't know my mic was on. I'm sorry.
Her name is Bianca Smith. She'll coach some of the organization's minor leaguers. She won't be on a team. She's going to be down here in Fort Myers.
Oh, cool.
She won't be on a team's staff yet. She'll just serve as general instructor for minor leaguers at the team's complex in Florida. This is a first. This is groundbreaking for the Red Sox to do this. This is a team that should do more of this because of their horrible history.
Yeah.
She played softball for Dartmouth. And has worked and coached for several college programs in recent years. She has also interned with the Texas Rangers and the Cincinnati Reds, and she will be joining the Red Sox on the coaching staff, and
I think that
is pretty awesome. Thank you. According to scientists who work on the atomic clock, don't worry, I'm not going to scare you.
Yes?
The Earth is rotating faster now. Like, Sunday was technically only 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59.9998927 seconds.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I don't know about you guys, but I can feel it.
Hold on. One of the scientists said, quote, it is certainly correct that the Earth is spinning faster now than at any time in the last 50 years. Now, it's probably not something to be worried about, warriors. We're not able to spin out of orbit and crash into Venus.
That's good.
Hey, Venus!
Make my dreams come true.
The Earth speeds up and slows down because of natural movements in space. You know what I think of when I have a story like this? Don't you think maybe, do we really know?
We don't know.
What if it's just like, what if you're sitting there and you're going, watch out.
We'll know if Todd notices a lot of people losing their balance today.
We need to catch up. You may remember the few times we've had leap seconds. No, I don't remember that. Where we added an extra second to catch up with the Earth. Now we may need the first ever negative leap second, where we have a 59-second minute. And then you set it to the atomic clock, and it'll be okay, you know?
Do you think is it a government-funded, I guess, faction of the atomic clock, the people that work there? Because I feel like that money should go towards the vaccine.
I think that might be good. I think it would be okay if one day they all walked in at, like, whatever they, you know, show-up time is at the atomic clock place, and it's just flashing 12.
Right?
Who you know what? Unplugged it?
Might seem not seem like it matters much. You know what it matters to?
What?
Satellites that rely on perfect
time.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So that's why
Damn.
We have them. See?
Daniel.
Always something,
yeah,
isn't Daniel. It? Always somebody justifying their job. All right. There's a new cookbook out from a, quote, artisan baker and cook in the UK named Julia Georgialis. And it's called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. And it features dozens of recipes you can make using your tree. You can eat.
You can eat.
For example, Christmas cured fish. It uses almost a pound of needles for decoration and flavoring. With Christmas tree pickles, you throw a handful of needles into a jar with your pickles for a month. There's even ice cream flavored with blue spruce needles and ginger. Julia said that she created the book so people would get better uses out of their trees rather than chopping down 30 million trees every year and then throwing them away. Well, in my case, I would be eating a lot of plastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you buy this book, what happens is we use more paper. We still use the same amount of trees. We turn it into food, and then we throw the food away. So it's really just the same.
circle of life.
I think it's just my opinion, but I think if you buy that book, her cookbook, you're a sap. Hit the thing, please.
Please.
The three things that people are looking forward to the most. I think we've all begun to start to think about this. Once the pandemic ends, what will we do? I got one on here. Spending time with loved ones. I've been able to do that okay with the pandemic, but I get it that people have been separated. Being able to travel freely.
Yeah.
That's on my numero uno list. I look forward to that. I look forward to seeing the TMOS listeners next year. I really want that to happen. And doing things that matter or make a difference. That's probably a bit on my mind, too. Once this is all over, you know, help people out. That's it. Anything that I've left out? Anything you guys are thinking about that you've restricted?
I miss the freedom of literally just walking in a room and not knocking before someone puts their mask on.
And watching someone fumble for a mask.
Look, it's good for us because that's how we stay in business.
Right.
But it's a constant reminder of, like, as my mom would call it, el bicho, the bug, that you have this invisible enemy.
El bicho!
So I want to wake up without any anxiety of something that we can't see.
And sort of to the point of the loved ones, but on a bigger scale, I miss shared experiences, whether it be going to a movie or a theme park or something big like a concert. I love music. I listen to music every day, but there's nothing like being at a concert and knowing that the people around you are all into that exact same moment that you are. It just elevates the experience and it's gone. Yeah. And I mean,
I miss, as usual, my open defecation outside. Moving right on. I'm sorry. I just had to lighten it up a little bit.
He likes to do it within 6 feet of other people.
You can't do it during a pandemic. What are you doing? Leave me alone. Can't do it anymore.
Don't look at me. You're ruining it.
Anyway, I smell a rat here. Someone at Gatorade recently shared an internal sales memo revealing the 5 most popular flavors in the U.S. I smell a rat. Tell me what you think. All right. I'll go 5-1. All right. Number 5, orange.
That's a classic.
Okay. I get it. Now that to me is lit, but why is it number 5? Okay.
When I get to the top, you'll know why I don't trust this.
Number 4, Glacier Freeze.
I've had it.
Come on, really?
Isn't it lean towards cherry? I think it's sort of a cherryish flavor.
It's light blue
and the only
non-standard flavor on the list. Yeah, they're
Looks like antifreeze.
They're cheapo flavor. Number 3, lemon lime. I think
that's the original.
That's the original. Everybody drinks that one. Number 2, fruit punch. That's a popular one. But the number 1 flavor is where I have an issue. Yeah. Cool Blue.
Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
I've never had it in my life.
They're trying to sell.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is sell you Cool Blue.
The Glacier is closest to Cool Blue. So they put the Glacier at the 5 spot, and then they're like, oh, the number 1. Here you go.
And where's the grape?
Yeah, where's the... Well, see, grape is a hard flavor to find, too.
If you can find it, though, it's sort of the Dom Perignon of Gatorade.
Grape. Fantastic. And now a little something. Something. Here's some instant justice.
Oh, good.
Canadian style. Instant justice. Thank you. A 33-year-old guy in Brampton, Ontario, Canada, stole a package off someone's porch on Monday. They caught him in the act, so he tried to speed off in his very, very Canadian car, his Toyota Yaris. Probably tough to negotiate the Canadian winners in that car. But he drove right into a snowbank, and the car didn't have the power to get out. The cops came, surrounded the car, and he was arrested. The people he stole from caught pretty much the whole thing on video. You might want to know what was in the package that he stole.
Yeah, what was in it?
Well, insert your Canadian stereotype jokes here.
Yeah.
It was moose soup. It was moose soup. It was in the... it was hockey pucks. I'm sorry. No. It was weapons for the invasion. It was just a big box of Tim Hortons donuts. That's what it was. It was a case of Elsinore beer.
Elsinore.
I'm putting Elsinore beer.
Good day.
It was maple syrup.
It was just delicious.
A giant big jug of maple syrup. It was a big bowl of poutine. I'm out.
And it was a baby polar bear. Those are the only ones.
I like the fact it's a stolen package that has a bowl in it. It's a bowl of poutine.
A big bowl
sloshing
of loose
around.
Poutine.
Yes.
Scrape it off the cardboard and put it in your mouth. You can eat.
You can eat.
We'll take a break and we will come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Top Morgan.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Meara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you bitch.
Hi. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh,
did you know that today is Epiphany, January 6th? A true fact. Print it. Oscar, do you know what Epiphany is?
No.
That's right. Sorry, buddy. Epiphany is a Greek word that means reveal.
True.
Mm. And it marks the day that the three wise men bearing gifts visited Christ in his manger. I thought that was Christmas.
No, no. He was born on Christmas. You don't visit the day of.
I thought they all showed up on his birthday.
No, no, he's born. There's the star, and then they got a long walk.
Mm. I thought that they visited right when she pooped out the kid.
No, 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 and Mike, that's not right.
I thought they they got him a pack and play on his birthday.
Well, they sent that ahead of time, but they showed up on Epiphany.
Well, as far as I can tell, the little drummer boy wasn't mentioned in the New Testament. Right. Traps the boy wonder. Pa rumpa pum pum.
What a dick.
In any case, we have no gold or frankincense, but we can bring you some Oscar. Any guesses? Why am I asking Oscar?
I wanted
all these
to be a two man spot today.
Oh, okay. We're bringing you mirth.
Did it?
Mirth.
Yes.
Yeah, jocularity in the form of the TMOS bonus show. Buy it. It's the Magi's passport to the Three Kings Asport. Getting that last Christmas stuff out of just to squeeze that
holiday. It's Epiphany. It's Epiphany, Mike.
Epiphany.
Yes.
I had an epiphany about 15 years ago when I looked in the mirror. I went, oh, my God, I can't see my penis. Anyway.
Not even in the mirror?
Extra good content. It's it depends on where you put the mirror.
I was going to say, I stand on mine.
It's MikeO'MearaShow.com. Now let's try to smoke that rubber cigar. Bonus package. Buy it, biatches. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is January 6, 2021. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
You have to be very careful to distribute your weight, lest you crack the mirror.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
But, Mike, so far the year has been great.
Okay, I think we've started the year pretty well, don't you believe
so? Man, have we ever.
Absolutely.
So Chris Pratt has a famous father-in-law. Are you aware of this?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Of course, and he was doing a fundraiser, and he got Arnold to zoom in, and I don't know what Arnold was thinking, but he got his son-in-law's name wrong. He made the mistake that I would make. He called him Chris Evans. All those Chris's are the same. But when
the
he's your
big,
son-in-law.
Big, bulky guys, right? Yeah. Big, like, action hero guys.
But if he's your son-in-law, you ought to know.
He's the former governor of California. He's my father-in-law, my daughter's grandfather. In a word, I better not screw this up or I will be terminated. It's a lot riding on this. I'm kidding. There he is. Arnold.
Hello, Chris.
Evans. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm not Chris Evans, sorry. I'd screw up this whole thing right from the beginning. Maybe Chris Pratt.
All right, stop it right there. All right. So he's obviously doing shtick.
Yeah.
Because he says it a second time. Hello, Chris Evans.
Did you hear
That's
my joke?
Funny.
Chris Evans.
Arnold, but still.
I messed up the joke, Chris Evans.
Even if it's shtick, it's still good, Arnold. It's
funny. I didn't look at the cue cards the right way. Sorry about that. I should know your name. I should know your name. That's for sure. You're my favorite son-in-law.
I'm your only son-in-law. I better be your favorite.
Here's my cigar.
Now, what you don't know, Mike, is even though Todd is there today, there was some rallying last night in D.C.
Really?
Okay. And this guy was up talking about the fact that COVID is false, which I'm beginning to believe. And because a lot of people are saying it. And he makes a lot of sense, this guy.
I'm going to give everybody three action steps. One,
Huge models are fake. Ugly truth. Fake cases, fake case studies, fake tests. Gee, they're grabbing your freedoms. Turn to the person next to you and give them a hug. Someone you don't know. Go hug somebody. Go ahead and spread it out. Mass spreader.
Who is this?
It's a mass spreader event. It's a mass spreader event. It's a mass spreader event. There you go. Hug it out. I'm married, but if you want to give me a hug too, or you can do that.
Yes. So there's that. So that's what's going on. That's where. That's the.
Is that Junior?
No, that was just a guy.
No,
it was just a guy.
Just a dude.
Yeah.
Just a dude in for the Stop the Steal rally, Oscar. Oh, just a guy rolling.
The
there
rally
you go.
Is Christmas. Last night was Christmas Eve, and that was the one present we got to open. So
yeah,
there you have
that
it.
Great.
I don't know if your mom ever had any weird kitchen rules. But this went viral on TikTok yesterday.
Yeah, she did. Can I just share that with you before you go on?
Yeah.
No open defecation.
Mike, that's been plaguing you your whole life. No wonder it's a problem.
What's wrong with
that? You say it one more time, it's going to be the name of today's episode.
Well, didn't you do that one time outside
no, Proud
in your
Boys.
Hockey
we want
gear?
To get some, we want some hits, Proud Boys, for today's episode. What's that, Oscar?
You did that in front of your sister in hockey gear once.
Well, that
not
wasn't
intentionally,
open.
Though.
Yeah, I wouldn't call open. That open. Was,
no, it was in. My pants.
He had a problem, Oscar. In his pants.
Kathy, please let me walk across the floor of my skates.
Now.
I have to poop.
Now. You so stay cool. out there in your pants.
Yeah, you can handle it. You can handle it. You can handle
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so this mother is... This mother... It's pants. Oddly specific. Oddly specific.
You guys, this towel is not for hands. That towel is for hands. Got it? These are the glasses you used to drink out of and mugs. You don't use those. Those are just for pretty.
We can't drink out of those glasses.
No, they're for pretty.
Mike, they're for pretty.
For pretty.
Do you like to do things for pretty?
For pretty. That's great. For pretty. Yeah. What happens, why am I thinking of Paulie Christine? Yeah, save the spumoni for later.
We don't eat that shrimp.
Don't you have good silverware and then just, you know, daily silverware?
Well, yeah, I mean, but the china's packed away. I mean, no one would, like, go and get it.
No, we really don't. We really don't. Not
because
in our house.
At my parents,
I
don't have that. But my parents' house, there's one drawer with the good silverware when guests are over.
That's
and then another drawer for the dailies.
I don't think I have. I think Carla might know better than I do. I think we've got some fancy glassware maybe that we put out for like a real big dinner party. But no, I think
Back from our wedding when we registered, you know, a registry is like a wish list and I couldn't believe that they came through. So we have like the fancy knives and forks, but they're in a chest packed away. I mean, I probably haven't touched them.
So
in
you
five
do
years.
Have, I mean, you do have that.
Yeah,
then.
But
they're
I mean,
well, we
away.
Have a very, we have one specialty item we put out for dinner parties.
What's that?
Chopsticks.
Mike, are you aware that Twitter has something called the Brimley Cocoon Line?
No.
And what it is, it's a daily account that tracks when famous people hit the age that Wilford Brimley was when he made the movie Cocoon. And if you want to feel old, do you know who crossed?
Wasn't he like 50?
He 52 or something like that.
52.
He
people
played
love
younger.
Telling me that when I was in my 50s, that I was the same age as Wilford Brimley in Cocoon. I remember that.
But
people
Mike,
used to say that all the time.
If you want to really feel old, do you know who crossed that Brimley Cocoon line yesterday?
Who's that?
Ricky Schroeder. Ricky who? Schroeder from Silver Spoons.
Here we are. See, but here's the thing. Ricky Schroeder looked like Ricky Schroeder for decades.
Oh, but also,
right?
We need to call him now Rick Schroeder.
Rick Schroeder.
But that just makes me feel old because I was a contemporary of the Silver Spoons generation, which means I'm closing in on it.
Speaking of age, our apologies. We didn't go back and edit yesterday. We're sorry we were duped with the whole Tanya Roberts thing.
Yeah.
My sincere apologies because that, I'm sure, will sound like bad taste to people, but we really did believe.
She really
that
did
it was,
die?
Yeah.
She did pass away.
Oh,
came
I didn't
out
hear
on
that. My
friend
in the black hole.
Yes,
I didn't know
yes,
that.
She did. And my
Thank
so
you
my
clarifying.
I put a post up about it saying that, you know, hey, we're not going to go back and edit, but we were duped.
Yeah.
And what they did was she eventually passed away, so she was seriously ill. It's very sad. And but they jumped the gun and did interviews
I hope they're
and
investigating.
All that. You know, it's
they'll have to check with O'Brien and Pingle.
Okay. Very good. Let's just move
it
on.
It didn't pull Thank the you. Plug out all the way.
Thank you. No, come on. Go ahead.
Well, what happens is one of those switches that turns off a light.
Okay, stop it. Let's move on. Please.
Wilford Brimley confirmed was 50 when he made Cocoon.
I told you it was 50.
So March of this year, 50. I will cross the Brimley line. which is horrifying.
The Rimley line.
Yes, Ikes. All right, let's close with this. You bundle it. You know, I remember getting bundled up to go play in the snow, and it was an ordeal when you're a little kid. There's sometimes snow pants, sometimes like a one-piece zip-up thing. You remember in A Christmas Story, the little brother falls down, he can't
come
get up.
Come on, guys, come on.
But this guy's all bundled up for the snow, but he needs his dad's help.
What do you need help with?
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
So, everyone's got their issues.
Send that to me, please.
One more time.
What do you need help with?
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Yes.
And we don't need the father.
No, just the boy.
When you send it to me, just send me that one more time, please. It's worth it, okay? Mike. It's what I say to Carla every morning at about 6 a.m.
I'm only going to send the boy.
What do you need help with?
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Amen. There you go.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Wednesday.
So it's Todd Moore saying that to the Proud Boys. Proud Boys, the episode today.
Yes. Mike, actually, they're volunteering to help him.
Yeah. That'll get a lot of hits today.
Yes.
All right. There you go. That's it. We got to get out of here. That's it. Thanks for another great show. We appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
And I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
Look, let me tell you something. Be nice.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
And you should say thank you very much for good judgment.
You are a rude, terrible person. You're a very rude person. The way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. You are the enemy of the people.
Thank you.